The author Nguyen Phan Quy Mai grew up in Vietnam, seeing the impact of the war. Her first novel, The Mountains Sing, is about a Vietnamese family. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
I reached Nguyen Phan Quy Mai at her home in Jakarta before she was evacuated as the coronavirus pandemic spread.
I can't even say goodbye to my friends, you know, and I'm not sure if I ever see them again. So I'm devastated.
She and her husband, a diplomat, made it to Munich to be with their 20-year-old daughter and 18-year-old son. It's the latest challenge for the 47-year-old writer who grew up in a small Vietnamese village, destitute, hungry, and horrified by the ruins of war.
As a child, I saw so many people with missing limbs. I saw mothers without children, people committing suicide because their loved ones didn't come back.
Those images stayed with her as she wrote The Mountains Sing, a novel about four generations in a Vietnamese family. A grandmother and granddaughter are at the center of the story, but she modeled one character on her uncle, who fought against the Americans in the 1960s and 70s.
He came back from the war devastated, such a miserable man. And, you know, the thing about this book is that it gives voice to trauma and PTSD in Vietnam.
Quy Mai says as research, she interviewed other war veterans, and though her grandparents died before she was born, she wove their family lore into her novel.
I took the story of my father's mother who died in the Great Hunger of 1945. It's a catastrophe as a result of World War II where 2 million Vietnamese people died. It was horrible, and my grandma died together with her youngest son and her brother.
The total number of deaths in the famine has never been confirmed, as the history is still being written. After the 1940s famine, she also fictionalizes the brutal land reform of the 1950s when her grandfather lost his life.
Because of the policy of the Viet Minh at that time to punish landowners, so he was beaten up, put into a prison, and he died.
The Vietnamese famine and land reform policies are historical events rarely recorded in fiction, says Viet Thanh Nguyen. The Pulitzer Prize-winning author of the 2015 novel The Sympathizer says he was so impressed by Quy Mai's manuscript of The Mountains Sing that he sent it to his agent to get it published.
It is, in some ways, the Vietnamese version of The Grapes of Wrath, you know, because it's describing this time period in Vietnamese history that's deeply traumatic and yet also poorly understood, and in many ways a time period that completely contradicted how the North Vietnamese and the Communist Party saw themselves.
Nguyen says writings about these traumas have long been discouraged, even censored. He says the fact that Quy Mai wrote The Mountains Sing in English, her second language, ensures the novel has a global reach.
It's a really crucial novel in terms of the history that it deals with, but also in her way of looking at normal people who are just subjected to these completely unexpected catastrophe in a similar way to what we as Americans and the rest of the world is undergoing with this pandemic. It's a real test of character that she shows.
Nguyen says he's also moved by Quy Mai's poetry and her own life story. Quy Mai Nguyen says while her family was poor, her mother nourished her with borrowed books and lullabies.
For the lack of food, she made up with songs out of the Vietnamese poetry.
Before school in the mornings, she worked in rice fields and caught shrimp to sell to neighbors. On the village streets, she sold cigarettes and curtains and handicrafts she made out of bamboo.
At that time, Vietnam was under the American embargo, so life was extremely difficult. We hardly had enough to eat, so everybody had to work hard.
Quy Mai says she was a well-behaved girl who loved reading books by the American writer Laura Ingalls Wilder. She kept a diary, and when she was 10, won a writing contest. She learned English in the 8th grade and won a prestigious scholarship to study business management at an Australian university.
So, I mean, here goes the Vietnamese saying, good luck hides inside bad luck, because I was so desperate. I studied so hard. And I came out as the top student.
Quy Mai says after college, she got a marketing job in Australia, then became one of the first investors in the Vietnamese stock market. She consulted for international organizations, including the UN. She earned her master's degree in creative writing and began translating poetry before writing her own poetry in prose. She and her husband have traveled the world, living in Bangladesh, Hanoi, Manila, Belgium, and Indonesia.
Looking back, I'm grateful for the experiences because I could only ride the mountain scene having lived through difficult times. Only through experiencing the challenges faced by the poorest of the poor, the most desperate, that I could have the empathy.
While living through the pandemic, Quay Mai is finishing her second novel about Amerasians in Vietnam, many of them abandoned children of American military men. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.